Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's in the huddle. Let's talk about Jared Goff and the Lions for a second. They played the Vikings. As we kind of review, guys, and talk about what happened this last week, we'll look ahead on Thursday. Baldy will be here for some breakdowns, and we'll talk about all the things as we look ahead to week 8. Jared Goff, we were talking about this with Lamar, right? 22 of 25, 280 yards, just efficient, 2 touchdowns. That's that. They're not asking him to go throw for 500 yards every game. But, you know, Montgomery was hurt, I think, in this game, and Gibbs ends up running for over 100 yards. But, Jason, offensively, man, they're just the scheme is brilliant by Ben Johnson, isn't it?
Well, I mean, especially you're going against the number one defense in the NFL. Like, if you look at EPA and some of the advanced metrics, you're having to do it in their place. Jameson Williams ends up being a complete non-factor. Right now he's suspended for 2 games, but you get nothing out of him. Montgomery, who's usually the guy you like to feature in the first quarter and the fourth quarter, the tone setter, like he's out a chunk of the first half, and you don't know if he's coming back. And you still roll up 31 points, and it could have easily been more. They've got more offensive touchdowns than incomplete passes over the last 3 weeks. Like, that's high school football stuff. That's not supposed to happen in the NFL. They ran the ball like 50, or they threw the ball like 50 some times in that loss to Tampa. And I knew there was going to be a meeting between Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson saying, hey, man, that's not who we are. That's not who we are. And since then, it's back to Jared Goff throwing around 23 to 25 times, which with their running game and with how much they can hold the football in the run game and time of possession, they don't need to be chucking the ball all over the place. It's about throwing it when we're in best positions to throw and gut people. And they've been at, like, Goff's been an assassin for about 4 weeks now. I don't have any other superlatives for the way he's quarterbacking right now. Like, it's masterclass stuff. He's putting the ball exactly where it needs to go when it needs to be there. They've got plenty of playmakers. They've got, I think, the best offensive line in the league. Baldy can speak to that more than me. Defensively, let's see what they do in the next 2 weeks here. We're 2 weeks from the deadline. Like, they need to go get a pass rusher. You know, Za'Darius Smith. Go get Za'Darius Smith and Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, remember, they lost Marcus Davenport in September as well. Go get an inside guy and an outside guy and really beef up your D-line rotation. There's nothing stopping them from it. Go spend that money. You've turned that franchise around. You're a hot ticket now. You're going to have playoff receipts, right? You're gonna have some home playoff games, most likely. So they should get after it. That to me should be the most aggressive team at the trade deadline. Like, there's no two ways about it. People around the league are waiting to see what they do. The defense needs some reinforcements.
It does.
To play at the level in January that they're going to want to play at. But they're a joy to watch offensively, man. And this was less than perfect game script on a less than perfect day against your rivals who hadn't lost all year. And in their place, and you navigate that final drive to win. Good on them.
It was a very entertaining game, though. I mean, and Sam Darnold, give him credit. He was pretty damn good as well in this game. Aaron Jones is running the ball well for the Vikings. There's a lot to be said about this Vikings team. It's not just the defense, which is really good, but, you know, this is one of those games where they needed the offense to score to keep up with the Lions, and they did that, although they come up short. You still think who's winning this division real quick, Jason? Because we've talked about the Packers, and they're still there. This is a big, you know, division game for the Lions to win. You have the Lions winning this division. Do you like the Packers, or you still think the Vikings are going to get it done?
I picked the Packers to win the division. Jordan Love is giving me a little pause right now. Okay. I talked about Baker Mayfield. That's Jordan Love right now, too. Like, he's so in love with some of the things he's doing with the deep ball that he's also throwing two or three more jump balls than he needs to throw. And those are ending up in other people's hands. They've got to talk to him about that. I'm sure they will. You know, it's not just, you know, the fact that you've turned the ball over, but there's been critical points in drives in games where I felt like they're starting to establish and exert their dominance, and then it's an unnecessary forced ball, and now you've switched momentum, and you've taken opportunity away from yourself to score more points. I wouldn't write the Packers off, though, man. The defense gets better week after week after week, and I thought it would take some time to adjust to the new coordinator, but I like what I'm seeing. Special teams has been god awful there forever. It's finally ticking up as well. I don't think Chicago is going to win the division, but they might. But like, health will obviously have something to do with it. You lose somebody like Aiden Hutchinson, even if you go get some reinforcements, there's still 10 weeks of football to play. I kind of still like the Packers. I kind of still like the Packers.
That's who I picked as well. And going into the season, I said Jordan Love should be an MVP candidate.
Me too.
You know, that's where I'm living right now. But this is going to be an interesting division. Before we get out of here, Deshaun Watson injury. Shame on Cleveland fans. I get it. I know you're frustrated with how this thing has gone, and it's been a blank show too. But this dude is down and being carted off, and you're cheering. This is what I think, Jason. I think he's obviously done in Cleveland. No matter how this shakes out, he's going to have the surgery. He'll recover. He'll get back. But it gives him another year to get closer to try to get out of this deal.
Well,
and I still feel like when it's all said and done, with the way things have gone, they've got to look to the future now. I mean, you just can't say, all right, Deshaun will be back in a year and we'll be fine. So I hate it for the kid. I didn't like seeing him being, you know, cheered off the field by some, not all, but some Cleveland fans. But I get it. And then where do they go from here?
Well, I mean, I had people a couple of weeks ago telling me, like, look, this is going to be a Bobby Bonilla situation. Like, there's going to be a point in time in the NFL calendar where every, you know, August the 12th, it's Deshaun Watson Day, and it's the year 2035, and Jimmy Haslam just gave Deshaun Watson another $3.5 million.
Yeah.
Like, that's where it was going even before this injury, because it had to, because there's too much term left on this contract, and there's no other way out. So you're going to have a settlement with him. With this injury, like, they're going to continue to lose. I think they're going to have a major fire sale before the deadline to continue to lose to try to get one of the top two quarterbacks in the draft. And at that point, Deshaun Watson is not going to get any reps all spring and summer. You're going to be, you know, this kid and whoever the backup is, but you're probably going to want to see this kid sooner than later. And are you really going to want to deal with Deshaun Watson back in your building, you know, week three or week four? Hey, I'm ready to start and earn my money. I think they probably have to nip that in the bud. Yeah, they're gonna have to pay him to go away. I mean, and they already were, but the timing of this now, I just don't think you can have that hanging over whoever your next face of the franchise quarterback is, whoever you draft third overall or second overall, or who knows, maybe even first overall. Like, that just really wouldn't make a whole lot of sense.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? you might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.